Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
I'm Jake.
And today we are watching episode 382, Power Rangers Time Force, episode 4, Rancic Lives.
It aired February 24th, 2001, written by Judd Lane and Jackie Marchand, directed by Kaizo Hayashi. And I think that's the first time we've seen that name.
I think so.
Welcome, Kaizo. You're a clickable name.
Oh man, you've done stuff.
You've done things, including creative director on the 2000 Konami video game Seven Blades. That probably got him a director spot on Power Rangers Time Force.
I've never heard of that game.
Neither have I, of which he only directed two episodes, this one and the next one.
So it's like a guest director.
Yeah. They had to phone in the hot new video game creative director, right? Kaizo Hayashi.
Everybody is talking about Seven Blades.
Everyone loves Seven Blades, and we got to get him to direct our Power Rangers.
Now, this is 2001. When was the game?
2000.
2000. Is that Seven Sword Blades, or is that Seven Roller Blades?
Oh, if it's Seven Roller Blades, it might be the best video game ever. I just clicked on it. It's loading. Ah, looks like swords.
Just swords.
That's just swords. One of them's a big old Buster sword. There's only two swords on the cover.
Swords are the zombies of weapons. Yeah, I said it. What are you going to do?
Oh, John, why would you say something so controversial yet so bold? What do you mean? Unpack this for me.
Well, like zombie horror movie now is like, oh yeah, they did zombies, of course.
Sure.
And so whenever there's
I think we're getting away from that. Now we're
maybe guns are the zombies of weapons.
I think guns are the Babadooks of weapons.
Swords are the weapons that neckbeards take too seriously.
Yes.
As are zombies. When
yes.
They have, you know, zombie survival kit, like real zombie survival kits that they have just in case.
Right.
I used to have a friend who I will not name because I'm about to drag his ass.
I'm going to melt his ass.
He had a plan. Like, if he woke up and zombies were happening, he knew exactly what he was going to try to do. He thought about zombies way too much. And one of his plans, I'm pretty sure, involved, yes, a sword that he did have under his bed.
Well, where else would you keep a sword? I think you're very right on the swords are the zombies of weapons, because zombies were much more popular a couple years ago. They're kind of dying out. Swords also a little bit dying out. Now it's guns, and now it's hauntings.
Oh, see, I'm in on hauntings. I like hauntings a lot.
I hate them. Paranormal Activity is so boring.
Well, no, not like that kind of haunting. I mean,
no, that's what I mean.
Okay,
it's the house is haunted. It's you.
No, I like it when the ghosts...
There's been 19 movies with that same premise by the same man.
I like it when
keep doing it.
When the ghosts are characters and have motivations and they're not just jump scares. That's what I like.
Can you give an example?
Yeah, American Horror Story Murder House is my favorite season of the show. my second favorite, I might like it more actually, is Hotel, which is the same thing. There's ghosts tied to a building and they can't leave.
I thought they were vampires in that one.
There's also vampires in that one.
Well,
yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, Lady Gaga is a vampire, yeah, but also there are people who die in the hotel, their ghost is trapped in the hotel.
Oh. I hate American Horror Story. Every time I've tried to watch it, I was just like, oh, I also hated Glee, and it's by the same people. And this is like, what if Glee was horror and hornier?
It's a very horny show.
And I don't like it either. Anyway, do you want to go watch Time Force?
Oh, we haven't even watched it yet, man.
No.
Maybe we'll get it all out now.
Yeah, so we won't talk about Serial again. We did talk about Resident Evil movies a lot before we hit that record. Well, after we hit the record button, but before we started.
Right.
Anyway. We're back, and we just watched Rancic Lives, and the title makes a lot more sense now
yeah
than it did earlier.
It does, But it doesn't.
We literally see how Rancic becomes two lives.
Yeah. Rancic lives. Okay. Rancic is from 999 years in the future.
Yes.
He comes back in time.
Uh-huh.
So he lives, but also is going to live later too.
Yes.
It's a little weird because it seems like they want it to be like...
It's his origin. We get to see his origin.
Yeah, it seems like they want it to be like, oh, you thought Rancic was gone, but he's back, but he's not back. He's here. I mean, technically, he's back in time.
He didn't sell out. He sold in.
Yeah. He sold in time.
MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is probably not our website. I haven't checked to see if it survived the great No More Nipples Horny.
Oh, that's true. All of our episode pictures are just the hottest photos from Power Rangers.
Just too hot to handle.
Shannon drew Trini and Kim as Power Rangers. Just like
just a
nice drawing of them like hanging out, and it got flagged for for smut, I guess.
One of them was just her picture of Dean. Her character from her new webcomic that launched last week, DragonSanctuaryComic.com. Go check it out. Him putting flower crown on a dragon. And they were like, too horny.
It's too hot.
It's like...
It's too hot for Tumblr.
Dean is the softest boy.
Well, they don't
know
that.
And this is him being like extra soft.
Nobody's read the comic. For all they know, putting a flower crown on a dragon means you're married.
Oh, Dean married the dragon. I know the entire story of Dragon Sanctuary, so I can't say anything. Right. I don't think Dean marries the dragon, though, Tumblr.
There was one that was just like a picture of SpongeBob someone drew, and they were like, no way.
I saw one that was literally not even colored, black and white, sketches of Garfield the cat. And they were like, those must be nipples. Get them out of here. So heyjakeandjosh.com/morphinggrid is where the archives are, which is actually more updated than the Tumblr was when I stopped updating. You know what? I was just ahead of the curve. I wasn't lazy.
You knew that Tumblr was just going to self-destruct, because I guess whoever runs Tumblr doesn't want it anymore.
It literally, you know those like, and I have never done this even though I've come close to it. You know when you like... You see someone start doing such a real bad job because they want to be fired. Like, they don't want to quit. Yeah. They want to be fired. That's what Tumblr's doing right now. We desperately need to get through this. heyjakeandjosh.com/archives/morphinggrid. That's where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphinggrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter @morphinggrid. We're on Blueberry Podcasts. We're on Google Play. We're on Stitcher. We're on PodPaint. We're on... PodPaint is easy, chill, instructional painting podcast. It's hard because painting is a visual thing and you're hearing about it exclusively, and you can also get the Morphin Grid on there. But leave a rating and review if you want.
You are running out of
I'm running so low on them,
on fruits here.
You're gonna have
to start getting creative with your fruit jokes.
I'm gonna start Googling fruits, because I did a strawberry last time and a blueberry this time, and I already am like, Jake, you bonered this one right up. You should have got a fruit that didn't have berry. And also, but here's the thing, Josh, most fruits is berries.
Most, not all. There's melons.
Don't blow them all. We got 40 more episodes of this.
Well, that's not a specific. That's a general family of fruits is melons.
Well, but a melon anyway. Not all trapezoids are squares, etc., etc. Anyway,
not all waters are melons.
Exactly. That's how the old saying goes. What do we do now? Oh, it's Friday.
Yeah, it's a Friday episode, so we do other stuff.
We got some emails. We got some patrons to thank. We actually do have a couple patrons to thank since last week when we thanked 130 patrons. So thank you very much. Starting out, we're going to do full names so you know who you are.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
We got a lot of Davids.
A lot of Davids on the list.
We got a lot of Roberts.
There's a couple Johns. A
couple Johns. This way you know who is whom, so you get your name. Starting now, obviously. So if you're thinking about becoming a patron and you don't want just like email also, but hey, I'm a patron, don't say the last name. First up is from Ian Straighton.
Thank you, Ian.
Next is the very serious Lewis. Welcome back.
I'm trying to say thank you in a serious way. Thanks, Lewis. I got nothing.
Just,
I don't know.
Just channel your inner Lance Storm. If you could be serious for a moment.
I can't, because that's
I'm from Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
The super serious Lance Storm is the goofiest gimmick that's ever been.
Yeah. He also danced.
Yeah. Cesaro used to yodel, so wrestling will break your heart.
Why do they make the real good technical wrestlers too good? Because anyway.
Technical wrestling is boring and stupid, and nobody wants to watch that. Hey. I do.
Josh does.
I will watch YouTube highlight reels of chain wrestling all day long.
That's a little more than me.
It's my favorite.
We got one more patron, Susanna Nunez.
Thanks, Susanna.
That's Susie? That is. Sure. I know her from Twitter.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you, Susie.
So, thank you very much, everybody, for being patrons. We do have a couple emails, and they are pretty short because if you're new, don't send long emails. We already are going to go off on enough tangents as is and eat up so much time. So this is mostly for me. I don't have to edit a lot later. First up is from Matt. I was listening to the awards episode and was surprised when you tried to name the best one-off supporting character that you didn't choose Kelsey's astronaut girlfriend, whom I believe was named Nancy. Yes, it is Nancy. I wish I could say I was surprised that we forgot obvious answer.
We ended up choosing Heather, didn't we?
I think I jumped on Heather.
I think even if I remembered Nancy, who was great, I think Heather wins still.
Heather is still better than Nancy because Heather is slowly climbing up my list of favorite Power Rangers characters literally by the day. I have a day, not a day has gone by where I don't think about how rad Heather was. I also did cry during the episode that Nancy was in, so she would be a close second.
Yeah.
He says, I also came up with a theory about why it was Miss Fairweather instead of Dr. Fairweather. I don't exactly like my theory, but it's the only thing I can guess the writers were thinking. Okay.
Good distinction to make.
Yes, because if it wasn't, I wouldn't even read this part of the email. Calling her doctor would have meant it wasn't easily apparent that she wasn't married. Calling her Miss may have made it easier for Joel to hit on her. That's gross, but I think you might be right.
That is very gross, but that's definitely where we were at in 2000s television,
I
think.
In the year 2000, yeah. Pretty much a big bummer. Oh, and then this is a novel, so I'm not going to read it. That's all we got for emails. So,
all right.
Josh, would you like to talk about Time Force Episode 4, Rancid Lives?
Yes, I would love to talk about Time Force Episode 4, Rancid Lives.
Written by Jackie Marchand and Judd Lynn, directed by Kaizo Hayashi. Seven Blades' own Kaizo Hayashi. We start off with the Time Force on the beach, not Wes. Everybody else. Wes is in Time Force now, a fish.
I don't know. Wes is the Red Ranger. I don't know if he's in Time Force.
I don't know if there is.
It's kind of a weird distinction. Yeah. He does not have a uniform.
He isn't a cop, but he is on Force. He does say Time Force.
He's not a cop, but he'll go undercover with the cops.
he's a private detective.
Yeah. Like psych.
Yeah, just like psych.
Just like Wes's psych.
Wes's psych. Hey, you know who would have been a pretty good psych? Jason Fount. I think Jason Fount would have been a real good psych. Hey, the universe? Why isn't Jason Fount a real actor by now?
He's very charming.
He's super charming. He's very handsome. He's a good actor.
Yeah.
Also, he only does conventions. He just does that Power Ranger convention circuit. I think he should be in stuff. But was he even in the order?
He must have been.
I don't think I saw him.
But he actually can fight. He has to be.
I don't think I saw him. Speaking of, I found out today when I was at the comic shop, Karen Ashley, David Fielding, Austin St. John are going to be at Dragon's Lair on the 22nd.
Oh, shoot.
It's pretty expensive because it's a per person.
Right. Well, I only want to meet one of them.
I said the same thing to Scoot. I feel bad going, hi, I don't care. And then, excuse me, Jason, can I get a picture with you? But maybe we go there and be like, where's the order, Karen? What did you do to the order?
You remember how David Fielding is on the like promotional image for the order in like a Hawaiian shirt, just like in his regular ass clothes? Yeah. He's probably got like fuzzy slippers on.
He's in Crocs.
What a grandpa.
Yeah. Anyway, so they're on the beach. We haven't even started talking about this episode yet.
I know.
So we're on the beach, and they are wondering how they're going to survive because they have no money or food, which is important all the time.
Yeah.
But especially because there's no way our money is going to look the same in 1,000 years that they can just be like, let me pass it off. There's not going to be any paper money in 1,000 years.
No.
Not even a little bit. So
it's already on the way out now.
They're already trying to get rid of it.
It's barely paper money now.
Yeah.
You have to pull teeth to get quarters to do laundry anymore.
Yeah. I have a card for my laundry. My laundry's on a card.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Weird, wild. Anyway, so Trip is fishing in the background. He's like, oh, I got a big one. Guys, we're going to eat. We're going to eat so good. We're going to eat like kings. And then it's Boot.
it's a boot.
It's an Animal Crossing boot.
Yep.
He fished up an Animal Crossing boot.
He can sell it to Reese for $1.
Yep. Reese is like, I'll throw that away for you.
Right. No, that you're right. She's like, I'm not going to actually give you any money, but I will put that in my trash can until the Nooklings have one in stock. And then you can throw it in your own damn trash can.
So then Wes pulls up and he's like, hey guys, great news. Found a place for you to live. And we cut over to them walking, and Trip's like, oh man, it's going to be so great. Did you see the mansion he lives in? We're going to live in the coolest house. And then it like turns around, and there's a clock tower.
That's pretty rad. I would love to live in an old clock tower.
Gargoyles live in a clock tower. That was awesome. Clock towers rule.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to live in a clock tower? I'll tell you who. Lucas and Trip and Katie.
Lucas?
All of them. All of them but Jen. They all get up there. There's like 1,000 flights of stairs.
Jen also has a very, like, I want to say skeptical, but it's also a little disgusted.
It's a little reserved. And then they get up, and it is filthy because, as Wes says, like, my dad owns a building, but no one's used it in forever. Like, just no one uses it because it's a clock tower. We all have digital watches on our DirecTV or whatever. I think Primestar might have still been in rotation. So you'd just be able to hit info on your Primestar. I gotta do it once a season, Josh, or else what's the point here? Then they get to the top, and it's full of junk and dusty, and there's cobwebs everywhere. And they're all like, everybody's trash-talking this place. They're like, this place is so dirty, and it sucks.
Hey, you know what else is really dirty?
The beach?
The beach? The wreckage on the beach of your spaceship is probably not any cleaner than this.
This place with walls?
And a roof?
And a roof? You can clean that up. You cannot clean up the beach. If you want to live with sand in your butt crack for the rest of your life, then go back, Lucas.
And Trip. I feel like Trip was being a super downer about this place, too.
So was Katie. It was all of them. They were just like, this sucks.
Oh, there's like some cobwebs. So just like, pick them up.
Get them out of there. And then Jen walks over to the window and is like, oh my God, guys. And they come over and she's like, we can see everything from up here, but no one can see us. This is perfect. And then Katie's immediately like, I guess we can make it work. Like, yeah, Katie, or you go live on the beach like a hobo.
You're just going to get wet when it rains out there. You're on the beach. You're going to get a little wet anyway.
You're just going to live wet.
You're just going to be damp and pissy all the time.
The beach is damp and pissy all the time. Then we cut to the theme song. And it's like this very nice moment. It's like, yeah, I guess we can make it work. Time Force! Time Force!
It's playing this like nice, like heartfelt little piano thing while Jen is like, good job, Wes. And then it just yells the theme song at you.
I told you this after we saw that. It's the exact opposite of Riverdale on Netflix. Because at the end of every episode of Riverdale, there's a voiceover from Jughead. It's like, we thought we had it all figured out. But maybe the killer was living with us, and we're gonna die. And it's like, that's too chipper for literally every ending of it. Like, Archie, like, watches a guy get murdered, then it's like, oh man, that was real bad for Archie, huh? It's like, that's the opposite tone that you should be trying to convey. Anyway, we come back from the theme song, and there's a lot of cleaning, and they get all the cobwebs, they get it dusted. At one point, Lucas is on, like, there's, like, a balcony, like, an upper level, and Lucas is sweeping onto Trip, and Trip's like, hey, come on, and Lucas is like, whatever.
He's like, sorry.
Sorry. They set up Circuit, give him a little perch. He loves it. He thinks it's cool as hell.
I like Circuit.
I do too. Some people don't like Circuit.
Why?
I don't know. They must not be able to feel joy in their hearts. And that's really sad.
Well, I'm glad he has a little perch. He's got his own little spot.
Yeah, he's got a spot. It's like having his own recliner.
I know that.
You know what that's like.
I do. It's great. So
let me cut back to Bad Guy HQ, where Nadira is watching cartoons about...
It's some ambiguous, like, late 70s, early 80s cartoon. It looks like it could be Scooby-Doo or maybe Jem.
It's definitely not Jem. Like, I was thinking, like, maybe a Johnny Quest, but, like...
Oh, it could be Johnny
Quest.
You
barely see what's happening, but the voiceover is so funny because it's like some guy with a bad Southern accent being like, well, that's just how it is here in the bayou. Right. You wouldn't know that, city boy. And I was like, this sounds... Like, she's watching a cartoon about swamp gays. Like,
right.
Like, they are going to fall in love. They are going to build a house in the swamp. We don't get to see it, but Nadira's invested because she's getting her nails done by her two nail techs, Chromies.
Yeah.
And one of them keeps getting in the way, and she's, like, dodging. So she, like, moves her hand over and extends her thumbnail. Into it tells right up in his face. They're called.
I thought for a second she was just gonna keep it going, like through its neck,
just stab it, just like cut its head off.
Kill that one.
No, but she's like, get your head out of the way. And it's like, all right, sorry. And then Rantic busts in. He's like, today's the day. We're gonna announce our arrival. That we're taking over this town.
We also need to point out what that Chromie was doing. I think.
It was doing her nails.
Yeah, because she got a nail broken in the last episode, and he was giving her a manicure to repair it.
To fix her nail.
In this episode.
This show is so good.
It's very good.
It's continuity. They remembered a thing from last episode.
Across directors.
Yeah. Wild. This was in the script.
Yeah.
Hey, Judd.
You are so shocked that this was in the script.
Hey, Judd.
Thanks a lot, Chip.
Chip Judd and Jackie is probably a Jackie thing. But hey, where was this the last couple seasons? Because you're the same people that wrote most of last season and the one before it. But anyway, Rantic's like, we're gonna tell everybody. But I don't. Oh, but gosh, I just don't know how. And then Deer is like, I just want to watch my stories. I do not care, Dad.
I'm watching cartoons.
And Frax is like, all you do is watch TV. And then Randy's
yeah,
like,
just like everybody.
Just like everybody.
Nowadays.
Everybody's all up in the TV.
Good social commentary in 2001 on your television show.
Yeah.
That would be like, if all those friggin' millennials do now is listen to podcasts.
Yeah, well. They're the bad guys, so...
Oh, you're right.
They don't want you to watch TV. They want you to go outside and play. They're villains.
That stinks.
Horrible people. It would be like if we were like, hey, everybody, don't listen to podcasts. Go talk to strangers instead. Nobody wants that. Hey, go talk to somebody who makes more money than you.
You ever see that meme? Because I guess every picture is a meme.
Yeah, pictures is memes now.
It's like a sign at a coffee shop. It's like, we don't have internet, talk to somebody. And there's like this whole like caption on it that's like, oh, you remember the good old days where you would just like talk to somebody? He's like, yeah. No, I don't. Because
no.
I would never just go up and talk to someone that is at a coffee shop. What?
No. Also... They put that picture on the internet. You piece of shit baby boomer. Get out of here. Go talk to somebody. I do talk to plenty of people online.
Yeah.
Because I know them.
Get out of here.
Anyway, then they go over to their toy wall. And they're like, we need to get a monster. So they pop out a mint condition. Connor. I don't know his name.
I don't think he got it. I did not hear a name for him.
I feel like he said his name once because he's like, I know no one else is gonna, so I might as well. But I did not hear it. It just went right over my head.
My curiosity's getting the better of me now.
His name is Connor.
He is a Connor. He looks like he's a Connor.
Got that mint condition Connor. He's like a frog. He's like a cyber frog. He's like if you took a frog and made him a data robot with like some hexagons. He looks cool. I actually like his appearance. Also, when he pops out and he's like regular size again, he kills two chromies because cronies.
Yeah.
He kills two cronies because he thought they might be Time Force and he was scared.
Yeah. They're like, hey, man, calm down. He's like, I'm sorry. I thought they were Time Force.
That was Time Force. Just good acting all around. Also, that guy, that voice is definitely a Digimon. I can tell you that for free. So then we cut from there.
The image on the wiki for this episode is the exterior shot of the clock tower.
Nice.
It is Cyclobots with an L, I can confirm.
Okay, they are Cyclobots, not Psychobot. That's much better, I think.
It's only referring to him as the mutant.
Doesn't say like the cast?
I'm going down. Fearog, because he's like a frog.
But he's scary.
That you should be scared of.
I think that sucks. I'm going to call him Connor.
Yeah, he's Connor. Instead. That dude's a Connor.
That's a wicked Connor. Tell her tip, that boy's a Connor. But we cut over to Time Force back at the clock tower, and Jen, Trip, and Lucas are trying to raise the bell because it's also got a bell tower, you know, and you want it to be presentable.
Also, you at least want the bell off the floor.
Yeah, you got this big bell that's taking up all the space. Might as well hang it. They can't. It's too heavy. Katie walks over, is like, I got this, and does it by herself because she's got super strength.
This is the first time one of them has straight up said, you have super strength.
Yeah, I think maybe they watched the first three episodes and were like, clearly she has super strength. But maybe it seems like we're doing a bit. We should have someone say she's super strong. So they get it up. They tie it to the banister, to the hitching post for your clock, right. Your bell tower hitching post.
Hitch up your bell.
Yeah. Then Wes comes in with a big old trunk, and he's like, hey, I was thinking, if you're going to live here, you got to blend in. So he drops it, opens up, there's a bunch of clothes in there, and we get a clothes montage. Or I thought we were going to.
I did too. I was so mad because they set up this really cool shot. There's a pillar in the middle of the screen, and Katie comes in her uniform, walks behind the pillar, and comes out in her street clothes on the other side. Yeah. And I was like, oh, this is going to be fun. But we don't get any more of those.
No, that's it.
Everyone else has just changed now.
We could have done a whole thing, guys.
I
agree. So Katie's outfit is camo pants, yellow shirt, long sleeve yellow shirt, like 3/4.
Yeah.
Three and a half quarters.
They might be pushed up a little.
7/8 and a black vest over it. It's a good look.
Yeah.
Lucas just wearing regular dude clothes.
I could not tell you what
it's like
Lucas changed into.
Pants and a blue shirt and like a jacket on it. Trip.
I always think he's a Black Ranger and I don't know
he's a blue
why.
Ranger.
I know he is, and I saw him as a Blue Ranger in this episode. But whenever I picture him as just Lucas, he's just in black.
He just filed in as a Black Ranger for you.
I think it's because he does not have a Blue Ranger personality.
He really doesn't. It's kind of weird. You'd think they would have made Trip the Blue Ranger.
Yeah.
But he's the Green Ranger. And let me tell you, blue hair is just as weird as green hair. So they could have done it. Maybe a misstep. Trip is wearing bright-ass hunting orange, just toe to tip.
Yeah, he doesn't have to wear his color because it's in his hair.
Because his hair. Cheating. Then Wes is like, I don't think they're ready for Zygobargs, or whatever they're called. And puts like a
Fisher cap on him.
It's not. It's like a bucket hat.
I mean, these hats were everywhere in 2001. Trip is dressed like the year 2001 would dress. If 2001 was a teenager,
yes.
It dresses like Trip.
But like a regular teen, because like the other thing is like silver, like shiny silver, because it's the millennium.
Right.
But like, it's 2001, we're like, yeah, we got to tone it down.
He's not a Backstreet Boy.
He is kind of dressed like I feel like an NSYNC or a Backstreet Boy has worn this hat. In a video.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, 100%. Maybe in O-Town, probably. They were trying to do a lot of stuff, and no one liked them. In fact, the only reason I even remember them is because they get name-dropped in the first episode of Veronica Mars, and that's literally it. then Jen comes out, and we get this like pan up shot starting at her boots. She's got like mid calf boots, like heeled boots. She's got a plaid, like a pink plaid skirt on, like dark pink, and a pink shirt, and then she puts a leather jacket on over it. And let me tell you, hashtag into it. It's a good look. This is her only outfit.
This is all of their outfits.
This is their outfits. Occasionally, they will wear other things because they like go undercover or like do things. Yeah, you know, they wear other clothes. But the what was X wearing segment not going to appear. Except, I was reminded by Bibbs that Nadira does have a lot of outfits.
Oh, heck yeah.
She changes outfits a lot. So what was Nadira wearing? It's back, baby. Can't wait. This episode, regular stuff. It doesn't happen.
She just has her armor on.
It's just regular. But going forward, Wes is understandably stunned.
Yeah, he's pushed back a little bit.
Yeah. She like walks right up to him too. Like right up
like
to him.
Like daring him.
Yeah.
Like,
like I know Papa Haim hates kisses. But just do it, coward. He's like, wow, you look great. And she's like, yes, I do. And then I don't remember what happens, but Trip gets hungry. I think they're interrupted by Trip's aggressively growling stomach.
Yeah, a pigeon coos, and he holds his stomach and finds it up on a banister, up on the top, a rafter, I guess.
Yeah.
And he pictures it cooked like a turkey, and he's licking his chops like he's gonna just kill and eat this
he's
pigeon.
He's just gonna scrummy down on this pigeon.
I just don't think a pigeon would taste good.
I mean, it's birds, right?
It is, but they're like, they eat a lot of trash.
I mean, but it's just...
But what you eat is in your meat.
I don't know if that's the saying.
I think seagulls are the same way. They eat a bunch of like trash and leftovers, so they're probably gross.
Maybe you're right. I think they still bird. And pigeons are fat.
Yeah, but it's trash fat.
You know,
they're
you know,
fat, but it's like a greasy hot dog wrapper that made them that way.
I was going to say, like, well, a hot dog, that's not terrible, but a wrapper. No, I don't want a hot dog wrapper.
They're the goats of birds.
Jen grabs Wes, like, we're going to go. We'll bring back food. It looks like they're going to go bang in a closet. It literally looks like she is dragging him away so they can go get busy downstairs somewhere. So they, as they're going downstairs, Wes is like, I know my dad's rich, but I don't want to ask him for money. Like, I want to do things on my own. And she's like, well, we don't have any money. Like, what do we do to get money then? And then, as they're leaving, some old man comes in and goes, hello, I'd like to hire you.
This was a very strange thing.
Hello, my name is Jeffrey P. Coincidence, and I am here to hire you to give you money.
So Jeffy P. walks in. Because I guess back in 1968, he went to this place for an odd job, and he remembered, and he's back in town.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, so he's like, isn't this Nick of Time odd jobs? And then he wipes off.
He's also dressed like he's time displaced. He's in like a suit and a bowler hat.
Yeah.
He's got a briefcase for some reason.
He pulls his pocket square out, and he like dusts off the sign on the front of the clock tower that says Nick of Time odd jobs.
Hey, Jeff, that should have been your first clue that maybe this place isn't open anymore.
Look, he's got to get this place painted. He's like, I'd like to hire you. And Wes is like, oh, I guess this used to be an odd jobs place, but that's not. And Jen's like, shut up. Yes. As long as it pays money, we'll do it. And so he's like, okay, cut from there to them painting.
Is this a theme going forward?
Yes.
Do they take odd jobs? Yes. Thank God.
Let me tell you, I would just watch the show of these kids doing odd jobs.
Yeah, when they were just painting this waiting room or whatever it was.
I don't know.
And they were just like bantering and having a fun time painting because Wes is trying to use a brush to paint a wall because he's kind of stupid.
Well, he's also a rich kid.
That's true.
He says, I guess I'm not used to manual labor. And she's like, I guess not.
Yeah, because he trips and knocks all the paint over.
Yeah.
I would watch that show.
Yeah.
What if the whole show was this?
Also, I feel like, and I don't want to hyperbolize, which I am prone to, but I feel like having an odd jobs business would kind of rule.
Yeah.
Like, maybe I'm over-romanticizing it. But, like, someone comes in and every day you have no idea what it could be. But, hey, I need someone to mow my lawn. Okay, well, we're right on it. Hey, I need someone to paint my room, my big room of ambiguous origin. Gotcha. Hey, I need someone to find my missing daughter. Like, yeah, that's an odd job. Well, I don't know.
Do you need a license to be a detective, or can you just say you're one?
I mean, you can go look for anyone could go look for someone, Josh. Anyone can go look for clues. Big government doesn't tell me where if I can go get clues or not. But like, hey, I need someone to, I'm trying to think of other odd jobs.
You would get
go fishing.
You would get a million old people who are like, hey,
how do you set up my router?
My son won't come over.
I need
please
you to
come hook
him.
Up my VCR.
Yes. I need you to run my VCR through my sound system that I got that I got at a yard sale. And it's just two big speakers with no ports whatsoever.
Could you
just
come over for an hour and teach me about the internet?
I want to make a blog about fruits and vegetables. Can you do that for me?
You see, I have a window box.
I've got all these great basil. I just want to share it with the world. Anyway, so they're painting. He knocks over some. He's like, I'm not used to manual labor. Ha ha ha. She's like, get a roller and more paint. And so he knocks over the paint bucket. And he's like, ah. And it lands perfectly upside down. And he pulls it up. And then more falls out. And he's like, oh, no. And Jen, like, giggles. Because he's cute. And they're being cute together.
He's not, like, annoying about the way he wasted all the paint. He's charming about it.
He's like, oh, I can't believe I've done this.
It's all beans.
And she's like, and she's like, I'll go get some more paint. And so she goes to leave to the paint fountain because they don't have money. But I guess this guy bought the paint, right? Like, obviously, he's
probably
not like, you buy your own paint.
Got some buckets of paint. He's like, I got some backups in case Wes knocks one over.
Yeah, or he's like, here's some money for paint. They got some, and they're like, well, we're going to skim out the top. We'll tell him we spent more money on paint than we want. Because, like, he's rich. He ain't going to miss it. And then they're like, God, beans. We got to go actually buy. I'll go buy some more paint with this extra money that we were trying to steal. So she leaves, and then 1 second later, some cronies walk by doing their goof-ass walk.
They're marching down the hall.
That's just how they transport themselves. It's this weird march. It's like a hup, hup, hup. And on the third hup, they throw their arms.
Their arms go straight up in the air.
That's so good. I love these doofuses.
And they look cool. They don't look like weird or anything.
Yeah.
There's nothing about the like design of their costumes that I'm like, I don't know about these things.
Yeah, it's not like like the Swabbies.
Yeah.
Where you're like, that's a little goofy. That's a little weird.
Yeah.
It's like, these are pretty cool. They just walk as goofy as possible.
It's like, they could be threatening if they didn't walk like that.
Yeah. Well, what happens, they're all running on number6.exe.
Right.
So Wes hides his face, and he's like, don't mind me. I'm just a painter, loving to paint, just doing a paint. Just regular old painter.
And the crony's like, all right.
Okay. And then one of them is like, hold on 1 second.
Yeah, they take like 2 steps past him, and one of them just whips their head around and zooms in on the chronomorpher on his wrist.
And then they attack him, like, immediately.
Yeah.
And there's a really good fight. It's sped up a little bit, not too much, and not enough to like look like goofy fast motion, just to be like, it's a little faster, so, you know.
Yeah. We have to fit the whole Zord sequence in, so speed this fight up a little bit.
It's only the second time we've seen it. They got to sell them toys, Josh.
I know.
So they do a fight, and eventually they get Wes. Like, they flip him over onto a ladder or the paint, like a paint cart or something.
I think it's whatever, like, bench or cart that paint bucket was on.
Yeah, and it, like, looks pretty rough. And he, like, lands, they pick him up, and Nadir is there. And she's like, how do you like my new manicure? And then, like, shoots her fingernails out. And that's when I realized, oh, they remembered it from last episode, that her fingernail got shot off. I love this show so much.
And they also didn't spend 5 minutes of her being like, my fingernail got shot off and I need someone to fix it. They just were in the middle of fixing
it. They were just doing the dang thing. They wrote the same episodes that we saw. Like, they also wrote the yesterday again, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, the same two people wrote that episode that was very, very bad.
Yeah.
I just don't know. I guess everyone was like, whatever. Do what you want. They're like, good. We can finally write good stories. Thank goodness. So we cut to Rancic, who's interrupting a broadcast. He's like, I'm the mayor now. This is now Rancic Town, and I run it. And you have 1 hour to surrender, or else I'm literally going to murder all of you.
I kind of like how they didn't get hung up on the how
he did this. No, yeah, that doesn't matter.
He just did it.
He's from the future, man. This is primitive technology. Yeah,
he knows circuits and stuff.
Like, I can definitely hack an abacus, you know?
I don't know if you can hack. It's analog. You can't hack. You only hack digital.
I mean, but I can do this. It's the same to him. Because right.
You're right. You're
abacus
right.
is 1,000 years old, I think. I have no idea. It seems 1,000. And I could probably hack it just as well as he can hack our the year 2000 TV. Because he's on a CRT.
I bet if you had an abacus, you could hack it, and you could probably play Super Mario Land 1 on that thing.
I could probably dump Pokemon Yellow onto an abacus. Give me any piece of technology from 1,000 years ago, and I will show you how to use it, and I will use it better than they did, because I'm so much smarter than them.
Yeah.
So, like, it's the same,
comparatively,
much.
They were idiots back then.
So, cool, you put beans on a stick and slide them around. Great job.
That's how you count.
Use your fingies, idiot. There's a calculator on your phone, dumbass.
Hey, did your math teacher ever tell you
you're never going to have a calculator
because you'd never have one with you?
Yeah, now literally.
I never don't have one.
I move my thumb 2 times and I have a calculator. And then if I turn it to the side, I got this whole extra calculator. Yeah.
What it's got all the functions on it.
Miss Hart, you can eat my butt.
Math class is pointless in the modern age.
Don't need math anymore. Throw it out.
Well, we need math. We just have machines that'll... We don't need to do math anymore.
I feel like...
There's no new math.
Josh, there is. There's new math all the time.
I don't think there is.
There's literally math scientists, and they're just doing new math.
Are they doing new math, or are they just doing new problems with the old math?
I'm not smart enough to know. I'm not 1,000 years from then. I'll tell you in 1,000 years. But, I mean, like, algebra, I don't know.
I think we hit the dead end on this one.
I think the joke is over. The Ranger's little, like, oval with the two sticks that is a TV also gets TV on it. Because, like, it's 1,000 years in the future. You can just...
Right. Circuit's like, hey, check out the TV. And then he turns it on. Yeah. So I imagine he just channeled it.
He's just getting over-the-air TV and he beamed it.
He's an antenna.
Thing. Yeah.
Circuit is an antenna amongst other things, such as an owl.
Such as an owl and a phone to call Zords with, as we'll see later. But he's basically like, Silver Hills, you got 1 hour, and or else I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna kill all of you. And then
I'll own the empty wreckage of your city will be mine. And then, that will help me
and
somehow.
There will never be time for us. Here's the problem. I was thinking about this a little earlier today when I was editing the second episode of the season. 1,000 years is a long time. So, like, if Rancic did win.
Yeah.
Like, 1,000 years later.
They can put a new city there.
They can probably figure out how to beat him in 1,000 years, you know? Like,
if he dies before he's born, is he born still again?
Yeah. Because he moved from here at the end. He wasn't taken from the beginning and pushed back.
So if he survives long enough, he could raise himself?
Yeah. Well, we'll see his origin. He doesn't really need raising so much as he needs a hug
that's
and
true.
A friend.
But theoretically.
And like a dermatologist.
That's so weird. He was just born a guy.
He was born a whole adult man. He was just born Vernon Wells, like 100%. We'll get to that in a minute. They bring in Wes, and he's like, what do we have here? Cut back. Jen comes into that room, which I guess is the lobby of the TV station. I think.
Oh, maybe.
Because I think they're at the TV station. Like, they just like, hacked it from
it
the feed.
It just feels like a dentist's waiting room to me.
It felt like a cafeteria to me. Maybe it's a dentist's cafeteria.
It's the cafeteria at a dentist hospital.
Yeah. At a dentist TV station.
Right.
All they play are dentist shows, which are the worst shows. I don't know if anyone...
And Timmy the Tooth.
And Timmy the Tooth, which is wonderful. He's got a dog named Brush Brush. One time he fights a mummy. Every time
cartoons, Timmy, man. You can do whatever you want.
It was puppets.
Was it puppets?
It was puppets.
Oh, man. I thought it was a cartoon.
Nah, maybe there was later, but it was puppets.
I don't know.
All the VHSs I had, those boys were puppets. Anyway, Jen comes back. No Wes. She's about to get real mad. But then Trip calls. Here's my problem. They get little holograms on their wrists. Mm-hmm. Thing pops up. It's cool. Like, it's cool. I like it. But she's looking down at her wrist. Trip is looking up away from his wrist. So
Trip in the hologram. Like, we don't cut back and forth.
No,
see all of this on Jen's side.
Hologram Trip is looking up away from...
Right. He's looking up so that what we're seeing is them making eye contact.
Yeah.
But if you think about the logistics of it, he's just probably still staring at that pigeon.
Because
she has not come back with food yet.
Maybe he's just like, I can't let it get away, Jen. I'm sorry. I'd love to look at you. But I just can't get my eyes off this juicy trash pigeon. I got to get that trash meat. I'm so hungry for it. I'm a hungry boy and I want the trash.
All we've had to eat is sand for 2 weeks.
All I had was a starfish.
Sand and seaweed, I guess. Okay.
No.
Take five.
Oh, no.
I'm going to take a drink while you're...
All he had to eat was a starfish.
What?
Oh, my abs hurt. Oh, I tickled myself with that one. All right, I think I could do this again.
Can't believe we're at an hour already.
Well, we're almost done. There's not a lot left.
You got about 6 minutes of you just laughing just about a starfish or whatever.
All there was to eat was a starfish.
They had to share it.
Because they're on the beach, so they cut it up and wait for it to grow back. If you eat starfishes, you have infinite food.
You just got to wait for
it. You just got to be patient. So, Rancic, we come back to Rancic.
Where's the brain of a starfish?
In the middle?
Do you have to find which one is the head?
I think they're all arms. I think SpongeBob.
Okay. SpongeBob
just like colored our opinion about how starfish work. I think it's just like in the middle.
All right. So just cut the legs off.
Eat the legs.
One
let
for each
grow
team
back.
Member if Wes is over.
If Wes goes up for dinner. If not, probably Katie, because she's super strong, probably burns a lot of calories. Anyway, so he's like, I'm going to go find some more starfish to gnaw him down on. And then she finds Wes's hat, and she's like, oh, something happened. And then we cut to Rancic, who's telling Wes about the future. He's like, oh, they didn't tell you about me? Oh, let me tell you about me. And he's like...
Well, yeah, because he tells Wes in 1 hour, I'm going to... kill everybody. Yeah. They're all going to be dead. And then you will also be dead.
Yeah, you too will be dead. But I'll probably save you for last because I'm a Power Ranger villain.
So Wes is like, you can't do that. Like,
they're innocent.
They're all innocent. None of them did anything to you. And so we're going to get Rancic's origin story in a minute. But I do also want to point out that even after that, Wes was still right.
Yeah. Yeah. Even because, like, here's the thing. And at the very end, there's something that happens that, like, I don't want, I hope we don't get too caught up on because we're at an hour.
Yeah.
But he says, like, he gives his story. And then, like, later on, like, we get, like, the, like, asterisk to it. And it's sort of like, is that the asterisk or is that just what Jen thinks the asterisk is?
Yeah, I definitely had that same thought.
Okay. So Rancic says, in the future, every baby is made in a tube.
This is all being spoken over like a Willy Wonka TV room.
It's like
laboratory.
All white, but there's like conveyor belts full of test tubes that are getting shot with lasers to make a baby. right?
A perfect baby.
A perfect baby.
A two-order baby.
You can literally customize your baby like a Nike shoe. How you want this baby to look? Here it is. You want super strength? We got that. It's going to be a little extra, but you can get that. And then, like, parents go pick up their baby. So, like, this is like Stork Co.
Right. And when they pull the baby out of the tube, it's
a toddler.
It is so old and large.
It's like a 40-pound baby.
It's so big.
It's a kid.
Well, maybe that particular family just wanted a giant baby.
Hey, can you give me a baby, but can you make it big? I want it to be a big boy. I don't want no little boys in my family. I want a big boy baby. And so, like,
the baby that this woman is holding is like half the size of her.
This baby is 2 years old. Like, maybe they're like, hey, skip all the crying baby phase. Get right to 2, but make it not poop anymore.
Take out that pooping gene that babies have.
Get rid of poops, and you know what? Make it so he already knows how to talk.
Yeah, and he can't cry. Every time he tries to cry, it's just actually going to giggle.
That sounds bad for the baby, I feel like.
That sounds like a nightmare for the baby.
Yeah. So.
But you know parents would do it.
Oh, for sure. But then there's like one canister that like jiggles off of its thing and smashes down onto a grate that leads right into the sewer.
That leads into the sewer, which then also leads outside. Well, I guess he climbs outside.
He leaves, yeah.
Okay.
And so he's made of Ninja Turtle ooze.
Yeah, so the...
Hey, y'all know Ransack? He's made of Ninja Turtle ooze.
He's made of ooze. Ooze is the perfect genetics of a baby.
Yeah.
That goes down a drain into a sewer and mixes with the dookie water. Yeah. The poo water.
Because all the people who are alive, like, they haven't fully gotten rid of all the people that still do poop.
Right,
taking out the poop.
They're slowly dying out, yeah. But like they're still around.
But they're around,
and so some of that poop got into the baby.
Yeah, so he's
genes.
He's sewer baby,
and there's a puddle of this mixture on the ground.
Yeah,
and his whole arm just comes out of it. Just
comes right out of it.
And then he is in an alley. And he is just a full grown mutant man. I was hoping that the scars on his face and such were going to be like. He was not born with those.
Right, from
that was
battle or something.
But no,
yeah.
that's just how his face looks. That's part of his mutation.
Yeah, because he's mutant. So he's like, I got all the freaks and all the mutants together, and we just started tearing up the town.
Yeah, this lady like finds him in the alley, and she has a yellow umbrella, so I made a How I Met Your Mother joke.
Uh-huh.
And she just runs away, and then he's like, I got all the shunned mutant freaks.
Yeah. And he, like there's, like, a shot of him, like, screaming, like, no, I'm hideous. And then it cuts back, and Wes is like, all right, you're still evil, though. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, you did still try to kill everybody, including...
None of the people in this Silver Hills did any of that.
Not, like, even the Time Force Rangers probably weren't born when you got made into a person. So then they call up Connor, and they're like, all right, kill him. Take care of him. And then before Connor can kill Wes, he gets shot. The Rangers jump in. Kind of blurry on what happens.
They go to fight him, but Wes says, no, he's mine. And he morphs and he kicks him out a window. And then he rips his skin
Ransack
off.
Ransack and all of them just dip at some point. Like, they just, like, dip
as soon as
the Time Force got there.
Because Ransack doesn't want to get his hands dirty. He said
that's
true. In the last episode.
Yeah. So they kick him out a window. They're about to fight, and he and Connor's like, ah. I don't want to, and then just grows immediately. Like, swipes his little, like, sticker on his arm.
He rips his skin off. Like, that's the only way I can read this, is he just rips off his skin, which exposes his DNA.
Uh-huh.
And that makes him grow.
Yeah, and so he gets big.
It's just so gross.
And then here's literally the whole notes that I have for the Zord fight. Zord's sword, dead toy.
Yep.
That's it.
That's the whole thing.
It's the whole thing. We see the whole Zord sequence. There's this. They do a little shooting, and then they just pull the sword. They switch to red mode, pull the sword, kill him.
They land in blue mode, posture for a second, switch to red mode, and kill him with the doom
they
clock.
They do the kick off the clouds again, or off the time-space fabric.
Yeah, they did kick off of something. Oh, no, they came out of, like, an auditorium?
Like a soccer dome?
Yeah. not an auditorium. I don't know what I was thinking.
Yeah, they came out of Pratt Auditorium at Conan High School.
Like a stadium.
Yeah.
That's what
stadium.
I meant.
There you go.
You know how that's the same?
Yeah, basically the same.
And that like stretched up and then sucked back into itself to make the time portal that it jumped out of.
Which is like, hey, what Time Force? What is that? Or Time Ranger, rather. What's up with Time Ranger?
I don't know. But then after the Zord fight, the Zords just zip back into a little wormhole and go back. It's so inefficient.
Yeah.
That the Zords have to go back and forth through time every time.
Yeah.
It just seems like a lot.
Yeah. They could just stay.
Especially when every time they come over, they could crash and wreck.
That is true. Maybe they just have to be refueled every time in a special future fuel that we haven't invented yet.
Oh, that might be.
So that's probably it. So they kill him. We cut back to the clock tower, and the old man, Jeffrey P. Coincidence, is like, you did a great job. I'm going to tell all my rich old friends, and they're going to hire Nick of Time Odd Jobs to do all their weird stuff. And they're like, great, awesome. So he leaves. And then Wesley pulls Jen over to the side and is like, hey, so Rancic told me about his like origin.
His origin story?
He told me his whole origin story, and I kind of feel bad for him. And Jen's like, hey, don't. People tried to help him, but he refused it. He just wanted power. He's evil. And Wes is like, okay, good enough for me.
Yeah, I put myself in the situation where I'm talking to Jen about this.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know. I'm not sold on it. I know you think he's evil because in your time, he's a criminal and you are a cop.
And he also, you know, killed your fiance.
Right.
But also, like, maybe that's just what everybody got told.
Yeah.
Because, like, that also kind of makes sense. Jen gives a look at the end that could either be read as, I believe what I'm saying, or, please believe what I'm saying.
Right, right.
And I don't know which it is.
I think it'd be interesting if Wes, like, didn't believe
it.
Yeah. And so he was, like, a little restrained.
Going forward about it. Yeah, that would be real good.
Like, maybe not constrained, but conflicted about it.
Yeah.
But it seems like he's just going to...
He's like, yeah, he's
just going to kill Rancic the first chance he can.
So then the other three come in. They bought a big old pizza. They put a pizza on the counter. This pizza is so big. It looks so good.
They pop the top on this pizza, and it looks so good.
This pizza is so thick with two C's. This pizza is thick with three C's. It's got pepperoni.
That's thick.
It's thick, and it looks so good. And I did have pizza last night. But I could go for a pizza. I can always go for a pizza.
Always down for pizza.
Yeah. And so they're like, yeah, let's get down on this za. And they take out a slice each, and they do a cheers, and they bite into the za, and we smash cut to Rancic in the rain screaming no.
It's the same shot from his flashback.
From earlier. Why?
I don't know. Because they wanted us also to be like,
oh,
is
maybe
he
I
evil?
Don't know. Yeah, that's pretty good storytelling, I think. But also, it cuts from pizza to his face, which looks a little like pizza. And afterwards, I was like, ooh, do I still want pizza?
Yes, I do.
The answer is yes, obviously. But that's the end of the episode. So, Josh, you started.
Yeah,
I'm gonna pick the best. I think the best is the manicure.
Yeah, I was gonna say just that one tiny little almost background consistency of the manicure.
Just like, hey, we remembered a thing that is not important at all, and we didn't overexplain it. We just trust you to remember last week's episode. That rules. The worst, I had one earlier. Oh God,
I have one.
What is it?
It's not really anything. It's just the blown clothing montage.
I think also that.
And maybe the Zord fight, because they went from like, hey, Zord fights are going to be super rad, to no, they're not.
I mean, a lot happened in this episode.
That's
true. They had to set up a lot. They had to get him a new house. They had to get him new clothes, a new job. Like, they had to do a lot of work in the beginning.
I also wish maybe they got to try out some different outfits before they settled on the one.
I do too. Hey,
just
everybody.
See Katie in like a dress and she's like, I don't know about this.
This is not going to work for me. Hey, everybody, what do you think some alternate outfits could be for them? Let us know. Get some pictures off Google if you want. That would be great.
Just that, like, would certainly help.
Certainly,
us.
Definitely help. I think that would be real fun. MVP, I'm gonna say is, oh boy, everyone did.
Yeah, no one really
stood out.
Stood out.
No one, I mean, Lucas wasn't great, but like he's kind of background. Next episode's all about Lucas, and it's a really good episode, so I'm pretty excited about it. I'm going to say the MVP is Vernon Wells, because he acts his ass off every time.
He does. He's very into this.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate
Josh,
that.
Josh, like, I cannot wait until we get to the crossover in Wild Force. I just cannot wait. Because you can see a little bit of Rancic in that one.
Yeah.
Because it's like a crossover. It's like the villains. You know, dude.
Right.
I cannot wait. It's so good. It's probably the only good episode of that season. And I can't wait. Anyway, now we got to rank it. Where's this episode rank? The order so far is episode one and two is number one. Episode three is number two. This is better or worse than the last episode where Wes gets a total dressing down and then realizes that, like, now he has something to fight for.
I don't know. I think this one's better.
I think it's better than that. Is it better than the two-part premiere?
What happened in that?
Well,
a guy died in that.
First one's all in the future, and the second part is all in the present. I haven't started editing that, so I don't really remember a lot of it yet. You know, like, we meet Wes, and there's all that.
Right.
I feel like this one's better.
I don't know if it is, because that one does have Wes as just a guy fighting future aliens. Just because, like...
You gotta.
He's got, if not him, then who?
Oh, I love him. All right. Not as good as the first, as the
premiere. Yeah, I don't think it's as good as that, but it's better than the last
so
one.
So coming in at number two is Rancic Lives. That's going to do it for us for today. God, these episodes have been going so long. We get off track, and then I did giggle about Starfish for a solid 5 minutes.
I don't know what that was about.
I just tickled
me.
Sometimes
the giggles just hit you.
Sometimes. So next episode is called A Blue Streak, and we will see you for
about
that. About the Black Ranger, Lucas. So that's going to be on Monday. But until then,
may the power protect you.
Yeah.